This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Ethiopia's prime minister and military chiefs say that federal forces have taken full control of the Tigray region's capital, Mekele. Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed said in a statement posted on his Twitter page that the federal government is now fully in control of the city of Mekele. Authorities had said earlier that government forces were in the final stages of an offensive in the region and would take care to protect civilians in Mekele, a city of 500,000 people. There was no immediate comment from the Tigrayan forces in the northern region who have been fighting government troops for the past 3 weeks. Claims from all sides are difficult to verify since phone and internet links to the region have been down and access has been tightly controlled since fighting began on November 4th. Thousands of people are believed to have died and around 43,000 refugees have fled to neighboring Sudan during the conflict. Iran's supreme leader promised on Saturday to retaliate for the killing of the Islamic Republic's top nuclear scientist on Friday. Reuters' Lauren Anthony has more.
Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, Iran's top authority, pledged to continue the work of Mohsen Fakhrizadeh, who Western and Israeli governments believe orchestrated a secret Iranian program to make weapons. Iran's President Hassan Rouhani was swift to blame U.S. ally Israel for the assassination. He told a televised cabinet meeting that the Islamic Republic would respond, quote, at the proper time. Israel's N12 news channel says Israeli embassies have now been put on high alert. But the country has declined to comment on the attack. Tensions between the U.S. and Iran have risen since Trump pulled Washington out of a 2015 international nuclear deal and ramped up harsh economic sanctions that drove down Iran's vital oil exports, crippling its economy.
That's Reuters' Lauren Anthony.